is Juno Afternoon, and you're listening to a man known in Fairbanks as the King of Blues, Mark Brown, one of the headliners at next month's Rock Ock Indigenous Music Festival. He has recorded more than a dozen albums, and crowds pack into whatever venue he and his band, Mark Brown and the Blues Crew, play at. He is always on the go, but he did carve out some time to visit with us. Mark, I can imagine that even though you've done a lot of things, that you're probably pretty excited to be a part of Rock Ock.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to play there. I've never played in Juneau before, and I've been wanting to play there for 20 years.
And I understand that you're bringing your blues crew with you.
Yes, we have Carlos Ugarte on bass. He's a guy from Bolivia that was actually famous there, but he moved to Fairbanks and he joined up with my band. And I have David Peck on drums. He's from Chico, California. And our very first show together was at the NAMMYs when I won the NAMMY for the best blues. I think that was like 2011. So we've been playing together for 10 years.
So you won in 2011 for the best blues recording, and also you were nominated for Group of the Year. What is it about the chemistry of your band?
I think we do way more shows than any other band. So we've developed this really intense chemistry. We know what the other is going to play before he even plays it. And we kind of just interact off each other. We're very close on and off the stage. So we have a really nice chemistry.
Your band has won so many battles of the bands in Fairbanks. They're just an all-around popular group. It seems like anytime I visited Fairbanks, I'll see a poster advertising your group playing at some venue. How did that happen?
I don't know. I just was persistent when I was a young guy and lucked out and was able to play with some really talented musicians. And I just became a sponge and picked up every little piece of information that I could from anyone. I have no ego, and I'll learn from anybody. Even if they only have one thing that they can teach me, then I would gladly learn it.
Well, you grew up in Huslia, which is a tiny community on the Koyukuk River. And of course, it's one of those communities, one of several, where that old time fiddle music is still alive. Was that an influence for you?
It was a very big influence. My great grandfather was arguably one of the best fiddlers ever. His name was Sammy Sam. And I remember listening to him when I was a little kid, and you could tell that he was like on a totally different level than the other fiddlers. He was amazing. And then his son, my grandfather, was the one that got me started. His name was Tony Sam, and he was also a very talented fiddler and guitar player.
So was there a push to get you to pick up the fiddle?
Yeah, there was. My grandfather actually gave me my great-grandfather's fiddle, and I still have it. It's like a 1912 fiddle. It's a really old antique. I just don't feel like comfortable enough and adept enough to play in front of people. So maybe one of these days I'll surprise someone or, you know, an audience and play it. I'm just not as good as I am on the guitar.
What was it about the guitar that made you prefer it over the fiddle? Because I can't think of a more amazing instrument to play than the fiddle. Everybody loves a fiddle player.
I think a big part of it was I idolized Herbie Vent, and he was also from Huslia, and he was the main guy that was traveling around to play at all the events. I just wanted to, you know, kind of be like him. And he was a guitar player and the leader of the band. And I was actually a drummer when I first started out. When I picked up the guitar, I knew that that's what I was meant to do. And I've been playing it ever since.
Do you think that that could have something to do with your singing voice? Because you have an amazing singing voice, and perhaps playing guitar was a way that you could use both of those talents at the same time. I don't know.
I developed my voice. I never was like born with a voice. I hear all these young people that are coming up that are just naturally gifted singers. And my voice just took years and years of practice. Like if you hear my first three albums, they're like horrible. Then I just slowly got better and better. And by the fifth or sixth album, I was starting to sing pretty well.
A lot of times when I hear the old time Athabaskan fiddling, I feel like I'm going back a century or more, that somehow these Athabaskan fiddlers have captured that time and they've kept it in their music.
That's a really good portrayal, because that's kind of what I feel too. Like whenever I walk into the hall and a fiddle group is playing, I like always have these memories pop up, like 1978, listening to my great grandfather or something. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I always feel transported in time when I hear those. So how did you soak all of that up? I mean, how did it come to influence your sound?
I really wanted my grandfather to teach me when I was little. And he told me, well, the only way I'm going to teach you is you have to learn gospel music first.
Interesting. So
that's what I started out on. And when I was like 11, he switched me over to country music when I was around 12. Then I started playing rhythm guitar in his group. I think around when I was around 15, they moved me to the bass guitar.
Well, there is an advantage to playing all the parts, is you know how they all fit together when you're leading the band.
Yep, exactly.
How have you seen that help you?
I don't know. Just practice makes perfect. And I've been doing this for so many years that it's just a part of me now. I don't even think of anything. I just pick up the instrument and play, and I don't know.
So how old is the Blues Cruise band?
I think we were formed in 92. We were waiting for my first album to come out, and it was actually just titled Mark Brown, because that was before the Blues Crew. I was playing music with this old black guy, Derek Jackson. We were having like engine troubles driving to Anchorage, and he said, man, we sure are a blues crew. And I was like, man, that's it, that's what we're going to be called. And he started laughing. He's like, oh man, no, we can come up with something better than that. But yeah, so we showed up at the gig, and a mechanic was actually working on our vehicle in the parking lot while we were playing music, and somebody said Mark Brown and the Blues Crew, and it just stuck. That was 93.
So do you think that you have an identity in Fairbanks as a native band or just a blues band?
A lot of people even classify us as a rock band, because there's not a whole big audience for blues anymore. We don't really get to play a lot of it, even though that's what we're best at. We're mostly a dance band, and we have to play a lot of rock music and a lot of my originals. Some shows we don't play blues the whole night. It's just a totally different atmosphere. Like when I'm in Chicago, I get to step out and play what I'm best at. And that's just once in a great, great while.
So what are you best at?
Definitely the blues. I've held my own against some of the best blues guitar players in Chicago. I wish I could play blues every weekend, but it just doesn't happen. People want to dance. It's mostly classic rock.
Classic rock. Well, your 10th album, Indian Rock and Roll, that's the one that won the Native American Music Award for Best Blues Album. The title song is kind of your calling card. It's what people know you for. Tell us how you wrote that song. What's the backstory on that song?
I didn't even write that. I made it famous, but I did not write it, though. My friend Louis Domosky actually wrote it. He's a guy from Galena, like the neighboring town from Huslia. I never imagined it being as big and well-known as it is. I was actually just playing it for an extra song on the album. We put it out in 2002, but we just learned it like a week before that. So that recording isn't as good. So then in 2010, we re-recorded it and it became the title track of the album.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to your album.
Okay. Funny thing is that album that won us that award was actually a song called The Way You Walk. That's the one that I entered. And everybody thinks Indian Rock and Roll won, but that was just the title of the album. The one that entered the NAMMYs was called Way You Walk, and it was like a blues shuffle.
All right, well, let's give a listen to that.
Love the way you kiss, only girl I miss, it's true. Need your loving, I hope you need me too. Love you, baby, I ain't never gonna let you go. Love you, baby, I ain't never gonna let you go. Need your loving, I thought you might like to know.
Now, another thing that I turned up was a theme song for Heartbeat Alaska. And many people in Alaska have enjoyed seeing Jeannie Green's program about rural Alaska for years. How did that come about?
So we were playing on statewide television before, and I was kind of joking around. I said, hey, I'm going to write you a song for your TV show. And she said, yes, do it. I'll put it on the show. So then the next time we were driving back to Anchorage a couple months later to do like a fundraiser, my bass player, Derek, he was like, hey, did you ever finish that song we were supposed to write? Because aren't we supposed to play that tonight? And I'm like, what? And we pulled off the side of the road and I picked up my guitar and I just wrote that song right on the side of the highway.
Pretty good song for an impromptu song, but sometimes that is how that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
It just comes out of you.
of us getting along. Hear that heartbeat connects us to the land. Every native child, woman and a man. Feel that heartbeat deep in your soul. Doesn't matter if you're young or if you're old. It's heartbeat, Alaska.
One other song I'd like to ask you about is Some Kind of Love.
That's a pretty cool song. It has a really tricky chord progression because I wrote it on an acoustic guitar, which was tuned down, and that my voice became accustomed to singing at that lower key. So that when you pick up the electric guitar, which is tuned to standard tuning, you have to play all these weird chords that, I mean, nobody writes in those weird chords, but that's what my voice was used to. So we kind of adapted it to that. And it's got a really nice sax solo in there by Jason Slats. It's a pretty cool song.
Well, let's play a little of it. And what should we be listening for in this song? What are you proud of?
It's got some pretty good lyrics in there. I remember when I showed it to my band, they were like, man, this sounds like it belongs in a movie. It's got some pretty good lyrics.
All right, let's give it a listen.
I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I could give you a precious love.
Just in starting to wrap things up, I'd like to ask you about the upcoming Rock Ock Festival. You have achieved a lot of local fame. If I ask people what was the most popular band in Fairbanks, your name might likely roll off the tongue. and I think for a lot of Native American musicians, it's been a more of a struggle. So what does this festival mean to you?
It's hard to explain that without sounding like I'm bragging, but I can't wait to play in front of those musicians, because that's where we play our best. When there's great musicians in the audience, we always like step up a whole nother level, and we do stuff that we don't realize we're even capable of playing it. It's pretty cool. We did a couple of shows in Tacoma a few months ago. Like half of the audience were all these great musicians, like all the best guitar players in Tacoma and Seattle area. And we put on a couple of the most amazing shows that we've ever done. And we just want to play our best to let them know that we're there.
Well, I think that happens at a lot of music festivals. When you get a good group of musicians together, they come to a higher level because just being together brings that out of them. Is that what you expect to happen at this festival?
Yeah, I'm expecting some really, really good music to be played, not by just our group, but by the other groups. It's going to be really amazing.
One of the things that the organizers have said about this festival is they don't believe that there has ever been in the United States an indigenous music festival, and certainly not one like Rock Ock, organized by natives, for natives. Have you ever played at anything like Rock Ock?
Not as far as rock music goes, but I mean, every year they have the Fiddler's Festival. It's all natives, but not at this level and not with this like type of talent. Like they have all these great groups coming. I don't think anything has ever been done like this before. Maybe in Albuquerque or somewhere, you know, but definitely not in Alaska.
So what does this mean to you?
People have been talking about this, doing something like this for years. To have someone actually step up and do it is a totally different thing. It's going to be really awesome. I'm really looking forward to it.
And so what kind of a concert are you preparing?
I'm going to pull out all the stops and we're going to play the best music we've ever played. And I feel sorry for whoever has to come on a stage after us. That's it. That sums it up. They're going to put on a virtual concert after us, because we're prepared. We've been doing this for a long time. We do 120 shows a year. We're really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, you don't lack confidence. And that might be the key to your success.
Yeah, I've been playing guitar for like 46 years, I guess. So I kind of know how to do it a little bit.
I guess so. So we're going to say goodbye and go out on your song, Keep On Smiling. But before we go, tell us a little bit about that song.
Okay, so this song, my late uncle wrote the chords and a verse. It had a different chorus he wasn't like adept as I am at writing lyrics. So he wanted me to add a couple of verses. And then I ended up rewriting the chorus. And my late friend, Derek Jackson, actually wrote the bridge, but he wouldn't let us put his name on the credits. He didn't want to take credit for his part. He actually wrote the bridge where the solo comes in. And it's one of my most complete songs. And a lot of it is from those guys. You know, they're both gone, Peter Holtschies and Derek Jackson. But it's one of our most well-known songs, I guess.
Well, it's a good sentiment to keep on smiling. And I'm sure that a lot of people are going to be smiling as they watch Rock Awk.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Mark Brown, for joining us. And he will be here for Rock Awk with his blues crew. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure.
Yes, it's you who I love. It's true, you are all I'm thinking of. When you're down, I'm not around. Don't be sad, I'll be back in town. When you miss me, feel like crying. When you miss me, you feel like dying. Keep on smiling, smiling. Whoa, keep on smiling, smiling. Whoa, keep on smiling. Yes, it's true.